proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. The story of International Board of Jewish Missions is a story of faith. This year, we celebrate 70 years of God's blessing. In 1949, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse took a great step of faith and began this mission following the command of Romans 1:16 of taking the gospel to the Jew first. Today, the mission remains the same. Let's take a few moments now and see how the Lord has blessed IBJM through the years. Born in a humble village in Austria to an Orthodox Jewish home, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse was trained to be a rabbi. However, his life was forever changed when he moved to the United States. Jacob expected to find fame and fortune, but found something far better than gold. Through the influence of his brother, Jacob's eyes were opened to the truth about Jesus, and he accepted him as his Messiah. In an instant, Jacob's life was changed, and he cried out to those around him, "I have found him!" The people around him despised his newfound faith and beat him. This was his entrance into Jewish evangelism. Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse said this, "If this Jesus were the one, I wanted God to reveal him to me, and I vowed to live for him, and if necessary, to die for him." He later enrolled at Moody Bible Institute, graduating in 1919. During his years of training, Dr. Gardenhouse used every opportunity to share the gospel among the Jewish people in his area. His faith in Christ was his greatest treasure. He faced opposition from his family and friends, losing home and position, but he never wavered from his faith in Jesus. In 1922, he met and married Lillian Brown, who was the daughter of a Jewish cantor in Toronto, Canada. God mightily used this couple as they served together in the Jewish Ministries Department of the Home Mission Board in Atlanta, Georgia. Years later, God called them to begin an independent work among the Jewish people. It was in 1949 that International Board of Jewish Missions was birthed in a global effort to preach the gospel to the Jew first. Dr. Gardenhouse's motto was simply, "Trust the Lord and tell the people." The work began with two missionaries, then four, then eight, and eventually a host of dedicated workers joined in the task of Jewish missions. As the mission grew, a great relationship was forged between Dr. Gardenhouse and Dr. Lee Robertson, resulting with moving the mission headquarters from Atlanta to Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1971. This helped expand the vision for seeing more workers added to the ministry. Also, in 1971, Dr. Orman Norwood joined the mission as the deputation secretary and then as general director. In 1978, the Everlasting Nation Museum was opened. This museum sought to raise awareness of the nation of Israel and the need to reach the Jewish people. Dr. Gardenhouse worked tirelessly by preaching the gospel around the world and challenged local churches to reach out to their own Jewish communities. In 1984, Dr. Gardenhouse passed from this world to receive his eternal reward. In 1992, Dr. Orman Norwood became IBJM's president, serving until 2013, at which time he became president emeritus. The ministry continued to grow under his leadership, with many families called to service. Another transition occurred in 1999 as IBJM's headquarters moved from downtown Chattanooga to its current location in Hickson, Tennessee. As Dr. Norwood looked forward to the future of IBJM, he brought Dr. Ed Frampton to serve with him as IBJM's general director in 2006. Brother Frampton then began serving as president in 2013. Over the years, God has used IBJM to train Christians and minister to countless Jewish people, especially through the Gardenhouse Training Center. Programs such as the annual four-day focus on Jewish missions have been instrumental in this endeavor. IBJM has also expanded globally with IBJM Mexico through the efforts of Roy and Charlotte Lowe. Now, many Mexicans and others from Latin America are serving in Jewish communities around the world. More recently, IBJM Asia has been established under the leadership of the late Pastor Mandy Kalanisan and Joe Nicor. Based in the Philippines, many churches and believers are answering God's call to reach out and pray for the Jewish people. The story of IBJM is a story of faith. As we celebrate our 70th anniversary, we look forward to seeing what the Lord will do next as together we take the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. Also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.